It is time for the Green Country Gardener. We got Larry standing by here. Good morning, young man. How are you today?
Good morning.
We've got ourselves, a few days ahead of Christmas, and folks are wondering, what else can I do? We've got a lot to do in the garden. We've got a lot to do with our house plants. We've got a lot to do to prepare for spring, don't we?
There are some things that can be done right now, which will be kind of proactive into what's going to happen in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
One of which is check your soil moisture at this point in time. It's been a bit since we've had some rain.
It never hurts to check your dirt.
I should do that. I should say that. Never hurts to check your dirt.
There you go.
Sharpen your shovel and never hurts to check your dirt.
That's a free one today.
All right. Merry Christmas. Okay. So anyway, it is getting a little bit dry out there. So you want to look at your newly planted shrubs especially and mm-hmm. make sure that they have adequate water.
There you go.
It's going to rain next Thursday, it looks like. So, mm-hmm. But still, between then and now, it can cause some problems. Now, one thing I've noticed on some people's shrubs going from house to house is some of the azaleas look a little crispy around the edges.
Crispy around the edges?
Yeah, they got fried, no. But anyway, it did get kind of cold here a while back, all of a sudden, just that one real cold spell we had.
Mm-hmm.
Got down to, 12?
12.
Something like that. And that did cause some superficial appearance problems on some of the people's azaleas, but mm-hmm. they'll snap out of it. I looked at theirs and said, there's green down there. They'll be in bloom here come spring, and the new leaves will come out, and they'll be just fine. So just occasional burning of the leaves is not a bad thing, actually, mm-hmm. especially this time of year. So if you do have that problem with your azaleas and some other plants, they look a little rough around the edges. Well, it's Oklahoma.
It is.
If you're not a little rough around the edges in this state, you're
you're not living right. You're not living right. Okay. Yeah. In Oklahoma.
Anyway, so they should be okay. But important thing is to maintain the moisture levels, especially on newly planted shrubs and shallow rooted shrubs. We talked about azaleas being shallow rooted last week.
Shallow
root. You.
Shallow azalea.
And they do require a bit more care than sometimes in the weather here has to offer.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So, we're so used to being, flooded. Noah's Ark, you're going down Frank Phillips Boulevard. We're so used to that.
I thought that was my imagination. No. That was for real.
That was for real.
Oh, my.
So that's not happening right now. So now you saved a lot of money on water this year. Well, you'll make up for it. Anyway.
Yeah. It evens out, doesn't it?
Exactly. So it's time for that, time to watch your plants out, and also time for some pruning. I know I've got some cherry laurels in my backyard, which I need to cut back. They're getting a little tall.
What don't you have in your backyard? That would be a short list, because you got a lot of things going on back there.
But I don't know.
but you got the cherry laurels today.
Yeah. They need to be cut back. They're getting a little leggy, and the cherry laurel is not very strong-wooded.
No.
However, it does grow fast, so it will come back real quickly if it gets damaged in the wind or whatever, if you trim them back. And sometimes that'll even help their appearance. Also, the burning bush are going to get cut back, too.
They will.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But the wife and I will be making cookies and things for Christmas this weekend, so it might not happen. But
you got to stay inside for a change.
We got all winter long to worry about it. And last year we talked about pruning, and especially your maples and your birch trees.
Uh-huh.
It's a good time to trim those back, so you might want to get after that if you want to do that. So it's boxwoods. You can cut them back right now if you want to.
Sure.
And your nandinas, don't cut them back too far because they're exhibiting some good winter plumage at this point. Good red color on your nandinas. So if you cut that out, you're going to miss that color all winter long.
But don't miss the show.
But if you're planning on being out of town on Valentine's Day, you might want to do it.
There you go.
Right now.
Come back. You might have a little bit more to bargain for.
And then in the spring, they'll really come out. The emergence of leaves on nandinas, the timing of that is highly variable. And it's really dependent on the weather. Mm-hmm. They're not native to this area. They're native to Japan and so on. Mm-hmm. So they don't really respond to the seasonal change too much, even though they're a similar latitude over there. But nonetheless, the weather is a primary reason for them starting to grow, a very consistent warm spell. About when the crabgrass starts to grow. Mm-hmm. So anyway, enjoy the berries on the nandinas. I see a lot of people in town. They really have some good color. And on the dwarf Nandinas, the brilliant red color is starting to show up on those, too. So that does give you some pretty color in the wintertime, too. So anyway, and they're doing fine. We had to water some of ours at the nursery that we have in storage for a customer. They're doing some modifications, and we dug them up, and they're healed in at the nursery. So, and they're getting a little bit on the dry side, so it seems rather odd to water stuff in the winter, but you really should. I know I watered my stuff this last week.
Got everything all nice and moist.
Nice and tucked in for the winter.
Good.
But check it first. Yeah. Sometimes you don't need, if you have a good layer of mulch, you probably don't have to water right now at this point.
Thank you very much.
So, your roses also, we've had just one cold spell. And we talked about covering up the graft last week.
Grafting of the roses. Still emphasize it. Yes.
don't go there.
I won't go there. Not today, anyway.
But anyway, you want to be sure to cover up that graft because it can get cold. We're coming into our cold season pretty soon. So
our 6 weeks of near Arctic weather.
Arctic weather. I'm going to get out my umbrella and beach ball. And,
there you go.
Have a beach party in the backyard.
70 degrees on Christmas.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
It's crazy weather.
Yeah, it is.
So in the house also, your house plants, I know my furnace isn't running that much, so and the humidity levels aren't so bad. So your house plants are probably okay.
Yeah.
So, but when it does get cold, you want to watch that and give them some extra water and so on. So so because there's not a lot happening.
Yeah, that's right. You got a little time off here. You know, spend it with family, you
okay,
know.
Okay, well, for Christmas gifts, you might consider getting maybe a house plant for somebody. It's kind of an unusual gift, and it's totally unexpected when they open up that box. Whoa, it's a plant.
It is.
And we have some succulent plants, which are really gaining a lot of popularity because their adaptability and their ease of maintenance.
Yeah.
They look good on the windowsill above the kitchen sink or something. Mm-hmm. And if you forget to water it, they're very forgiving.
Ah, that's nice.
Yeah, so they do thrive pretty well in a house environment. Mm-hmm. Typically when the humidity is low and the temperature is consistently warm, so on and so on.
Less stress for the plant.
They just do not like a lot of shade.
Let them photosynthesize and they'll be happy all day long.
Well, they're used to being out in a rocky, open environment. And you have to kind of emulate that a little bit, at least with some light. So that's why I say a windowsill.
There you go.
Good for them, too. So African violets, we have a few of those. And poinsettias, just a few left. We really sold very well on the poinsettias this year.
Oh, yeah.
So we don't have too many left. We still have a little bit of Christmas greenery and some reeds. So there's a good we keep them out in the shade house to keep them fresh.
There you
know.
Go.
So
it is Panic Saturday. So if you're panic saying, oh, my gosh, I forgot to decorate. See Larry today.
Oh, the front door. You forgot the front door. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, what are you thinking?
So anyway, so that's still good, too.
Good.
And trees and gift certificates, too. Come by the nursery. And if there's nothing there you really want to give somebody at this point, an envelope with a nice gift certificate in it. And our gift certificates don't expire. And they don't lose their value. They treat them just like a $100 bill. And if you don't use it all up, we'll write a balance on it and then come back and use it all up, too. So
there you go.
So we're very flexible with our gift certificates. Just don't lose it.
Just don't. Yeah, that's on you. If you lose it now, you know,
it's kind of like losing a $20. If you lose a $20 bill, you're going to go to the bank and say, I lost it. I want another one.
Yeah. You know what they're going to say? Well, sorry for your luck.
Not really. And we have a good selection of wind chimes, too. They've gone pretty well this year, and we still have plenty of them to choose. So check those out, too.
And you're living in a great place for wind chimes because Lord knows the wind blows around here. It does.
I know.
Yeah.
God, I remember the other night when it wind was, what did it get, 66 miles an hour here?
66 here, a little bit over 70 in Copan a couple weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah, that was quite a deal.
Yeah.
And I noticed very little breakage on the trees.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of them got broken earlier.
That's right.
We had plenty of practice, you know.
Plenty of practice this year.
This past spring and summer.
But, yeah. So, anyway.
Wasn't a whole lot left to fall down, you know?
Not really. Yeah. So you might consider getting even somebody a boulder.
A boulder? Okay.
For Christmas, yeah.
Pet rock?
Yeah, a pet a pet thousand pound boulder. Thousand pound pet rock.
Take that for a walk. See how that
no, deliveries included. So, we do have a generous guarantee on our boulders.
Okay.
Yeah. 10,000 years. Mm-hmm. So it helps if they're already, 3 million years old.
Already broken in.
Already broken in.
Their house broken.
So anyway, African violets, creeping pig, mm-hmm. moss, needlepoint ivy, peperomias, prayer plants, philodendrons, all that kind of stuff. We got some of that.
Good. Good stuff.
So, very good. So that's kind of what's going on at the nursery. We do have some good gift ideas, and you can give one a gift certificate, let people choose their own gifts, and that helps in the spring especially.
It does.
When you really want to get that flat of impatience or something, if you have a gift certificate, you just walk in and...
Hey, Merry Christmas to me.
And then you still have money left over in it. So.
And you keep the balance going.
That's great. That's right.
We're going to take a little break here. We'll be back in 2 minutes. And you're listening to the Green Country Gardener.
Brent Walker's in from United Rentals. And Brent, why would somebody want to rent as opposed to just going out and buying a piece of gear?
Rentals works great just for the one-time use, two-time use type person versus laying out that kind of dollars for bigger and heavier equipment.
Weather around Oklahoma can cause power outages. And you've got generator for people.
We have generators from the small, we call them suitcase size, all the way up to large to run buildings, homes, businesses. So we can get you taken care of with generators.
United Rentals in Bartlesville, 3801 Southeast Nowata Road. Call to reserve your equipment rentals, 918-333-9580.
Christmas is almost here, and if you have some shopping left to do, Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses has the perfect gift idea. Green Thumb Nursery gift certificates for the hard-to-shop-for gardeners on your Christmas list. If you're looking for different trees or shrubs for landscaping, Green Thumb has trees and shrubs on sale, too. It's a must-come see what they have in stock. Here's a great solution to the wintertime blues. Warm up the house with tropical plants. Green Thumb has a great selection to choose from. Head to Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses today on Nowata Road. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 and noon to 5 on Sunday.
It's been 91 years since Bill Dungis started selling cars in Oklahoma. A lot has changed since then, including the way cars are bought and sold. What Mr. Dungis would have called a car salesman is now an automotive product specialist, and it isn't necessarily a man. And right now, the new management team at Dungis Family of Autos is recruiting product specialists. At Dungis Family of Autos, product specialists guide customers through the vehicle purchase process, have excellent computer communication and organization skills, and are driven by customer satisfaction. A Dungis product specialist is tech savvy and interested in learning about new vehicle technologies and has a strong written and verbal communication skill set. It's a fun, fast-paced job. We're building a team of people who get paid to make our customers happy. If this sounds like a team you'd like to join, click the employment link at DungisChoice.com and navigate to the automotive product specialist. Dungis Family of Autos. Happy customers wanted.
I think raisins when I hear this.
Yeah. I'll have raisins with my oatmeal.
Yeah.
And cinnamon.
Got to eat them there. Got these up there raisin plants there, Larry. It is 821 Green Country.
Actually, I do have raisin plants.
You do?
The mockingbirds get them usually before I have a chance to climb up the tree and get them.
There you go. Our phone line is open at 1-800-749-5936. That's the toll-free number. 1-800-749-5936, Green Country Gardener. We've got Larry Glass with us. And, we've been talking about some of the... Well, we were rocking into the break there a little bit ago.
Yeah.
Larry sells boulders and greeting cards that say you rock.
Exactly. That'd be a big old bow on it. Say you really rock. Merry Christmas.
What else we got going on, my friend?
Golly, time to plan for that landscape.
Yes.
I'm really very busy right now, but I can still go ahead and squeeze in a landscape plan here mm-hmm. and there and do some planning for the spring.
That's always good.
Getting that out of the way is very important, and that allows you to allocate your financial resources also.
True.
To pay for it. But anyway, it's a good idea, and planning is always important. Mm-hmm. And when I do a landscape design, I do it primarily an environmental, almost a scientific approach to it.
Yeah, we were talking about that during the break.
The best way to do this? What are the best plants environmentally for the situation? And then secondarily, what are the best plants for the customer situation, architecturally speaking, and well as being able to maintain these plants over time. And then all those factors are considered when doing a landscape plan. And so to come up with something that's going to make it.
Yeah. And survivability is key here.
Well, you don't want to buy an automobile and have the paint fall off.
No. Nobody wants that.
No, you don't want that. So
and you don't want to go investing in a whole bunch of plants that are just going to, you know, not make it, you know. It's just not good. For you or the plant.
Yeah, there's a lot of factors to consider when picking out plants. And the environment is a primary thing. These are living things, and they have to live within certain environmental constraints. And if those constraints are not adhered to, then the plants typically will suffer or just not look nice. So, So, and adaptability is a factor that a lot of plants have built into them. And that's a matter of timing, actually, when they're planted. And very, very early spring, February, March, is a good time to plant a particular specimen that has to adapt to an environment because it'll have a chance to get roots established before the onslaught of summer comes along. And go. God, we've had a good rainy summer. And this last one, this one would probably dry as a bone.
Someone tells me that kind of the cycle that we go through.
Highway 75 will have busted up concrete on it. All over it this winter.
That's just a foretelling of maybe your ground soil.
And in this ever-changing environment in which we have, picking out the proper plant materials is really quite important. And also the customer's willingness and ability to maintain these plants. Somebody plant it and forget it, most of them. I can understand that feeling. There's a lot of things I like to plant and forget or whatever, or do stuff too, like vehicle maintenance and stuff like that. You change the oil, well, I don't want to mess with it anymore. whatever. So you want to make sure that that plants are chosen that are within the not only the environmental constraints but also the customer's ability to maintain its constraints. And another factor is wildlife. Run into that quite a bit. Bunnies, the bunny rabbits. And squirrels and things eating up people's plants.
Ooh, yeah.
So a couple of years ago, some of these Japanese maple got attacked by squirrels. They ate the malt, or not the, the bark.
What?
Yeah, there's a lot of carbohydrates inside that bark.
Yeah. I would have been looking for Yule Gibbons, but I... but the squirrels got it. Man.
Yeah, they literally ate this plant alive and stripped all the bark off. Oh, it killed it, of course.
Yeah. Nobody under 50 knows who Yule Gibbons is, so I apologize right there.
He kind of runs through the woods and
eats trees.
And goes grocery shopping in the Rocky Mountains,
pretty much.
But anyway, so that's one factor. And really, squirrels are something you really consider everywhere.
Yeah,
you just never know, and that's the only case in my history of doing this kind of work that I've really run into a problem. And when one squirrel figures it out,
oh boy,
tells his buddies,
they chatter a lot.
Yeah, and they go, let's go get some dessert after we clean off the pecans. There's a Jap maple over there. We'll just have a good good dessert.
Yeah,
some of that delicious phloem. So that's, and deer are another one also. We do a bit of landscaping out in the country.
Yeah.
And deers and raccoons and things are animals we have to watch out for.
And then there's a
certain set of plants that you can use that that animals don't like.
Oh, really now?
Oh, yes. Yeah, the Nandinas, none of them like that.
Kind of like spinach.
The bugs don't even like them.
The bugs don't even like them.
Yeah, and yopan hollies. The genus for yopan holly is Ilex, and this species is Vomitoria.
Oh, okay.
That goes without saying why that plant's popular. The animals
they're
don't
not
like
going.
It.
They're not going
to eat that. A lot of holly plants, too, they don't particularly like. The only problem you might have with hollies might be leaf miners or something like that. And occasional scale on them, too. There's a one species of caterpillar that will nibble on your dwarf yopan hollies. But their time frame in which they're active is rather narrow.
Okay.
So if you see that happening, they'll put on their leaves and be just fine.
Yeah.
So, monkey grass is a very popular plant too. The variegated one actually forms a clump. It doesn't spread.
Clump.
Yeah, so don't turn up your nose when somebody's bringing out variegated liriope, especially the silvery sunproof. It doesn't spread. Now, but there is one variety of variegated liriope that only grows in the shade. It's called Silver Dragon.
Okay.
And you put a plant over here in Bartlesville, and next week you'll have a runner up in no water. they spread really, really fast.
Oh, my heaven's sake.
So don't get slickered into getting Silver Dragon.
No.
Unless you have a shady area that you want a really nice, even, uniform ground cover, which is easy to clean out. The leaf blower will clean the leaves out of it easily, and and you can rake it also.
Yeah.
No vines or anything. I've got a little patch of Silver Dragon at my house over by the gate where it's real shady, and it's doing very well.
Hmm. Good.
And it doesn't really like the sun, so it really hasn't migrated away from its little area.
I got you. So this wouldn't, get up on your fence and start rolling down the neighborhood because it doesn't like the sun.
It really doesn't like the hot sun, and it'll scorch real bad in the sun. It's been there for about 10 years, and it's
happy to be right where it is.
Right, exactly where it is, and it's not moving into the sunny part, so... And we've used that in difficult places in Osage County, some areas where the rocky soil is variable, so variable in the pH and moisture content and nutrient content in the soil in that area. And it's thrived real well in troubled areas, too. And it gives you a little bit of sparkle in the shade. So
that works.
So that's one low-growing plant that works, and the animals don't like it. So, and we've had good luck with actually cotoneaster, too.
Okay.
And a rare case of success with leucothoe.
Why do you say rare?
It's northern limits.
Ah.
And we carry a variegated form of leucothoe. What is that? Well, it's a kind of a low-growing specimen type of plant, a member of the Prunus family that does really pretty well in a lot of situations.
Mm-hmm.
It has interesting flowers on it, too. Oh. And we've had good luck with that in some limited spaces here also.
Very good.
So with in an area that is very highly susceptible to squirrels and deer and armadillos and all
the other...
Well, armadillos are carnivores, but
yeah.
And rabbits and things, and they've not bothered those plants, too. So the Roxbury cotoneaster is a kind of interesting plant, too, and it sort of brambles out a little bit and kind of hugs big boulders, especially those with ribbons on them. And it looks really nice in the landscape. So there is a wide variety of plants you can use that will work very well. We also, this customer had a situation where they had cleared a right-of-way and great view of the road, which he did not want. So we put a variety of different kind of plants that are successful in the wild like that. And they've done very well to screen that off.
Very good.
So plant selection is very important. You have to take an environmental standpoint primarily and come up with a list of plant materials that are suited for that particular environment. And then you have to consider architectural elements and then customers willing to maintain these plants. And then by the time it gets to the funnel, you have a selection of plant materials from which to choose. And then from those plant materials, there's dwarf varieties of that particular plant, variegated varieties, and spreading varieties, et cetera, some that bloom and so on, that will fit the needs of the landscape.
Very good. You always have to follow the plan. The plan is the key.
So
that is the plan and key. Right now, we have to plan on taking a 2-minute timeout, and we'll be back with more. Don't forget, you can call in with any kind of question or comment at 1-800-749-5936. That's 1-800-749-5936. You're listening to the Green Country Gardener back after this 2-minute timeout.
Make your home stand out from the rest with a new look that Groves Fine Woodworks and Remodeling can give you. They're contractors that offer bathroom and kitchen remodeling, trim carpentry, custom cabinetry, and hardwood refinishers. Voted best custom cabinetry of 2018 and offering veteran, firefighter, and law enforcement discounts. That's Groves Fine Woodworks and Remodeling. Call today for your free estimate, 918-214-6348.
2023 at Chevrolet in Bartlesville is in the giving mood this Christmas with our and offer of the decade. Patriot Chevrolet will offer you Chevy employee pricing. You pay what we pay on all remaining 2019 Chevrolets in stock. And Patriot gives you the rebates up to $12,000. And Patriot gives you a $2,000 Visa card for Christmas. And the Patriot Pledge, engines for life. Patriot has over 90 remaining 2019 new Chevrolets to choose from, including new 2019 Silverado trucks, starting at only $26,374. What? You can't do that. Oh, yes, we can. Get employee pricing and the rebates up to $12,000 and a $2,000 Visa card and the Patriot Pledge, engines for life. Patriot Chevrolet of Bartlesville or BartlesvilleChevy.com. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Patriot Chevrolet.
Silverado HD stock number 19563, MSRP 64105. Silverado stock number 19679.
Shop these great bargains from Peter's True Value in Dewey. Get this fantastic buy on a TrueGuard 2500 lumen flashlight that's made from aircraft water-resistant aluminum for $29.99. For your projects, pick up a Stanley 2-pack 25-foot Fat Max tape measure set at $19.97. And no mechanic should be without a good socket set. Peter's has a DeWalt 34-piece standard and metric socket set for $29.99. Shop Peter's True Value in Dewey and save.
Here we go.
Good morning and welcome back to the Green Country Gardener Program. It is 834, 43 degrees, and our phone line is open at 1-800-749-5936. And our Master Gardener Lawrence is with us. Hey, Larry.
Yeah, one plant, one tree I like to use in areas where it can be kind of environmentally challenging is the Quanzhan cherry. And it grows up to 30 feet high and wide. No fruit.
No, but it's a cherry.
It's a cherry plant, yeah. It's kind of related to the Yoshino cherry, which is used in Washington, D.C., around the tidal pool.
Oh, okay.
And when it blooms, it's very, very spectacular. It blooms in the spring. Very nice plant. It does, really, doesn't got a color?
I think so.
Okay.
Let's go for it. Hi, good morning. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome aboard. You got a question for Larry? Yeah.
Hi. I wanted to ask about the, I think it's called a juniper bush, the version that lays down on the ground, doesn't grow up tall.
Okay.
And is it too late to plant any? Do you have any? And what kind of light setting does it need to be in? Because I have one that I had planted up near the building on the north side, so it didn't get a whole lot of sun, and it just hasn't grown very much.
Right.
And I didn't know for sure if it was the lighting or the soil.
Yeah, one... Yeah, it's probably the light primarily. It could be the soil too, depending on the drainage. Although they do require some pretty good drainage.
But it has a pretty good drainage where I had it.
Yeah. One plant you might consider is the shore juniper, Juniperus conferta. It tolerates more shade than most juniper varieties do. And it says very low growing.
Conferta is what you called it?
Yeah, shore juniper. We do have some shore juniper specimens at the nursery, so you can look at them. It's not as tight form as a lot of them are. It's more loose form, and it's kind of irregular, but it will grow in a partly sunny situation.
And this is the kind that just creeps across the ground, doesn't it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it creeps across the ground.
Yeah.
And I think it kind of reminds me of a blue Atlas cedar, the leaf structure does. So it's kind of low-growing and all that.
I think it's the one that I have. I think it's lost the tag now, but it's got a blue tint to it.
Okay, a bluish tint. Okay, that. Mm-hmm. Okay, sure. Well, anyway, you might ask to see one of those, and that way you can, or bring a leaf in with you, and then we can tell probably what it is.
Okay, but I did move it this year over to a sunny spot in hopes that it would start to grow.
Sure.
And but I haven't seen any effect of that yet.
Okay, if it's really, really very shady, then you're not going to have any luck with any variety of juniper, per se.
Yeah. Okay.
All
All right. And we thank you very much for your call.
Thanks for calling.
All right, good.
That was actually, it wasn't the show of the week. Flattery Quinn says, but anyway.
Oh, okay.
We were talking about the Kwanzaa cherry. It can be a very attractive plant. It's somewhat drought tolerant and tolerant to varying soil conditions. Do we still have a caller?
No. Okay.
Okay, anyway. And it's very tolerant up here. It does like good drainage and so on and so on. And the beauty is that when it's in bloom, it's just absolutely spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good plant to have. Keep it kind of away from the house because it does get up to 30 feet high and wide.
It's wow.
Pretty good sized plant.
It will expand.
Does really well.
Upwards and outwards.
But
yeah.
Here we go. Borers are a real problem with it.
Oh, they like to eat on that, huh?
So, yeah, if the tree is stressed out very much, then they're just going to have it for lunch.
Oh, boy.
So you've got to really have a good place for it. It also has a kind of a finite lifespan on it, too. You
get, what does it run?
15 or 20 years or so.
Okay.
And then it starts to run into some trouble with borers. And a lot of times the problem is a root wrap.
What is root wrap?
Do the root wrap. But no. It's when you plant something from a container.
Yeah.
And you don't trim the roots.
I got
a lot of times when they're growing in a container, they follow a circular path around the edge of the pot.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't cut those circular roots for them to branch out and go away from the plant, those roots continue to grow and expand. It can actually cause a constriction of the root system between the top, and it basically chokes the tree out. And it also makes it susceptible to wind damage later on in life.
So you're going to help it adapt once you get it out of the
right.
pot.
Right, and when we plant a tree, we'll take our sharp shovel, which you do that on every Monday almost, mm-hmm. especially when we've been working in rock, we trim, sharpen up the shovels, mm-hmm. and go in and cut. And you'll see me, I'll pull out my pocket knife and cut the roots around the root ball, too, when we plant it, just so you don't have that root wrap problem.
You don't want to have that.
So that's one reason why they're short-lived. Another one is the borers, and stem anthracnose is another one. So it's a good idea if you really want something that has just a real nice light pink color to it,
mm-hmm.
in the spring, for a fairly long period of time, you might consider the Kwanzaa cherry or even the Yoshino cherry. But drainage is very important. Planting it properly is very important. Having good open sun, good air circulation is very mm-hmm. important also for these particular plants.
Very good.
They will reward you with years of flowering interest and a very attractive bark, too. It has these circular rings on a reddish-colored bark. So it's kind of a nice tree. So anyway, that's Kwanzaa cherry. We don't carry them as a rule, but we do get some in now and then just because there's some interest in them. So,
mm-hmm.
so anyway, the leaves only are about 2 inches long, about 1 inch wide, and serrated on the edge, yellow fall color. It could even be red, depending on the weather. And dramatic flower show and ease of growth is a primary reason to consider it as a specimen plant in the landscape. I sort of like to put it out away from the house
away.
So you can see it. Mm-hmm. If you have it up close to the house, everything's up there. You can't see it.
Yeah.
So it needs to be out away, maybe in conjunction with a screen or something along the fence,
mm-hmm.
to give you some brilliance in the summer or early spring, rather.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, Kwanzaa cherry.
There you go. And our phone lines are open at 1-800-749-5936. That's a toll-free number if you want to get in with a Green Country Gardener. It is 8:41. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout, and we'll be back with more of the show and more of your calls at 1-800-749-5936 after this 2-minute timeout.
Christmas is almost here, and if you have some shopping left to do, Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses has the perfect gift idea. Green Thumb Nursery gift certificates for the hard-to-shop-for gardeners on your Christmas list. If you're looking for different trees or shrubs for landscaping, Green Thumb has trees and shrubs on sale, too. It's a must-come-see what they have in stock. Here's a great solution to the wintertime blues. Warm up the house with tropical plants. Green Thumb has a great selection to choose from. Head to Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses today on Nowata Road. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 and noon to 5 on Sunday.
When you need the help of a good mechanic, ABS Performance is where you need to go. They can do everything from a simple oil change to a full-blown transmission and engine replacement. No job is too big or small, and having the right mechanic for general and complete automotive care is important. They'll keep your vehicle up to date on oil changes and routine maintenance. Seek the help of a good mechanic. Head to ABS Performance on Price Road next to the Washington Park Mall in Bartlesville. Phone number 918-333-4420.
Don't paint yourself in a corner. Call LPL Painting and Company, professionally painting in the Bartlesville area for 20 plus years. All finishes, all surfaces, perfection corner to corner. You'll find their portfolio online or on Facebook. LPL Painting and Company. That's LPL Painting and Company. Fully insured, offering free estimates. Just call 918-214-1999 for consult and estimate.
What do you do when you want to listen to 1400 K1, but you can't because you're out of the area? Listen to our stream on BartlesvilleRadio.com. Just go to our homepage and click on the Listen Now button in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. The 1400 K1 stream is brought to you by Cliffs Flooring and Windows, Cherokee Casino Ramona, and by your Wells Fargo advisor, Faye Marlowe. Listen on your computer, your smartphone, or other internet-connected device. Whether you're home or away, we're your constant companion. We're 1400 K1.
All right, good morning. It is 844, and our phone lines are open here for the Green Country Gardener Program at 1-800-749-5936. And Larry Glass is with us. Larry?
Flowering quince.
Flowering quince.
The shrub of the week.
Okay.
Shinomeles is a species or genus for that plant.
Okay.
It's kind of a companion to Forsythia. It's a kind of a moderate flower show, anywhere from white to pink flowers early in this, very early in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
It blooms on old wood, so don't prune it.
Don't prune
until
it.
Until after it blooms.
Got it.
So it's a good plant to have for a very brief period of color in the spring. After that, it just really does nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So don't make it a mainstay in the landscape.
Mm-hmm.
You might associate it with the Quanzon, perhaps, or even Forsythia. It associates mm-hmm. nicely with Forsythia. However, its bloom time is highly variable, and a lot of times it blooms in the presence of leaves, mm-hmm. which grow out over and cover the blooms.
Oh, yes.
But it's a rugged, durable plant that the wildlife doesn't like,
mm-hmm.
kind of like Forsythia. Forsythia is, remember, the olive family, and they don't like it because of that. And just a very easy to grow plant, but it's not a reliable bloomer, so don't make it a mainstay in the landscaping. Got just it. One here and there. And there's a Japanese variety that has apple blossom-like flowers on it. It's very, very attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a real small little shrubby thing. I really like that one in particular. It's kind of hard to get.
Mm-hmm.
But we've gotten it in the past and have had pretty good luck with it in the landscape. So flowering quince is a kind of an old-fashioned thing, too. It's a relatively pest-free and highly adaptable plant. It does tend to bramble out, so you want to watch its branching structure so it doesn't hit the ground, because it'll root and it'll sort of
hop along
the landscape along with the Forsythia mm-hmm. and give you some color in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good plant, but I like to use it almost rarely, really, because people really don't know much about it.
Mm-hmm.
And because of its very, very brief bloom period and its somewhat unattractive period, and why did I even bring this up this week? But anyway, it's one that's an old-fashioned favorite, and if you've got a space where you need just something that's totally carefree and all that, you might consider maybe a flowering quince in that area. It'll give you a brief period of time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Keep your chip ready to go in your camera.
Gotcha.
you'll miss it otherwise.
Mm.
So anyway, that's a good one. Dwarf cultivars exist. Texas Scarlet is a real good one. It stays really small and compact. It's a good plant.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So flowering the week, quince is shrub. Flowering quince is shrub of the week. Annual of the week is impatience. Impatience is busy lizzies, as the British call them. St. Paulia is the genus. There is a wide variety of impatient varieties available now. Anything from a sunproof impatient, which is kind of cool. People like to put them kind of in the sun, and when it gets really hot, they sort of wilt.
Ooh.
But they're up again in the morning.
Oh, good. They recover quickly.
They have a lot of water in them, and they are thirsty. Uh-huh. So when you do plant one, be prepared to mulch real well, and might have a drip system in place, too, when you plant them. Or if you have an area that doesn't drain particularly well, you might add a lot of organic material in there. They don't tolerate stagnant soils or stagnant growing conditions. No. Not many things do.
So you might want to consider the
impatient in a anywhere from a sunny spot with plenty of water to a shady spot. The impatient is traditionally grown in the shade, but some preparation is needed for it to do real well. So this was, for most people, actually, was kind of an off year for impatiens.
It was? Yes. Yeah, because of the different type of weather.
Well, it rained so much, the soil compacted real bad. And then you got a little bit of an anaerobic soil condition. I know I planted some in my backyard, and when it froze, there wasn't much of a root system on them because the soil just packed. So, and of course, dummy me, I didn't add enough compost. So.
Oh.
That's not going to happen next year.
Oh, boy. Got to work, you dirt.
Hit that compost with both barrels. And it should do very well.
Uh-huh.
So, impatiens, they're variegated varieties, different color flower varieties, all kinds of different configurations, even variegated leaves on them.
Uh-huh.
And the New Guinea impatiens are popular in part sun. The sun patient and New Guinea impatiens make really good basket plants.
Uh-huh.
So you might consider those for maybe a hanging basket. And this year, golly, they were great container plants. They did very well in containers. So they make good. Just make sure it's a pretty good size
container. You got to get room to roam.
Because they can get some patients can get fairly large. So anyway, that's the. And perennial of the week is bamboo.
Bamboo.
Bamboo is used to, and. People think of bamboo, they think of this stuff that just spreads like wildfire.
Mm-hmm.
And it does. If you have a difficult area, maybe some erosion, or you might have some screening, you might want to do some fairly quick screening. You might consider the generic bamboo.
Mm-hmm.
Because it does grow quickly and spreads quickly. And if you've got an area you really don't want to maintain, it might be a good one to do.
Take up a little space there.
But I find
the
bamboo to be a very attractive plant.
Uh-huh.
And I think in the landscape it does have a place.
How high does it grow?
I had some in my backyard that was 35 feet tall.
Wow.
So I had to rebuild my fence, and so I cut it all down, and I killed it with some, I know, you gave me that look, you killed it. With some triclopyrin, and it's gone.
Okay.
So it can be eliminated with some simple timing and applications of stuff on it, too. So,
okay.
Anyway, bamboo. And there are other varieties, too, that don't spread. There's clumping varieties. They form a clump rather than spread, kind of like monkey grass.
Okay.
Monkey grass tends to, the old-fashioned spread. You got it. That was perfect.
Yeah.
Like playing a Moonlight Sonata. Third movement.
There you go.
All over the keyboard.
There you go.
But anyway, it doesn't spread like that. Most of the clumping bamboo varieties require some shade on them too. So for some good textural interest in the landscape, say contrast to some akubas or some other things, it generates almost a tropical-like atmosphere in a shady environment. So the clumping bamboo would be a good specimen plant to have in that situation. So, an alternative to Nandina. Nandina is also called heavenly bamboo, but to me it doesn't really resemble bamboo at all.
No, I was going to say.
But anyway.
I wouldn't see them being related.
So you might pour a bit of a specimen interest. You might consider a clump bamboo. We do have some at the nursery, too.
Clump bamboo.
Clumping bamboo.
All right.
So it's a pretty cool plant.
Bamboo for you.
So roses, right now, we talked about them earlier.
Uh-huh.
Trim them back now to about 18 to 24 inches on hybrid tees and thin out and cut back climbers. Check out your knockout roses. And sometimes it doesn't hurt. It helps to cut out the older branches on the corky-looking stems. And a very, actually an effective tool for that is, oddly enough, is a Sawzall.
Mm, really?
Yeah. Because some of them have a fairly long demolition blade. And you can actually get in there and be very precise about cutting them. So without injuring a lot of other plants. So
gotcha.
I use that actually in pruning my trees and things. It's like, mainly because the chainsaw really never does start. So
not a big fan of the chainsaw with the smaller issues for the simple fact
so
you get away from you.
Time to do some selective pruning out of the roses.
Yeah.
And whatnot for that. And mulch them in real good and protect the graft if you have hybrid teas and so on.
It's 8:53. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to be back with more of Larry here with our Green Country Gardener program. Meanwhile, here's the phone number if you'd like to call during the break. We'll get you set up at 1-800-749-5936. Back after this two-minute timeout.
Feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson, the time-proven choice found in more homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See Anderson Windows and Doors at Overly Woods Lumber Company on Knowwater Road in Bartlesville.
In 1939, James Farley, the former chairman of the Democratic National Committee and Franklin Roosevelt's Postmaster General, traveled to Bartlesville, Oklahoma to meet with Frank Phillips. This was a special meeting, and for Frank, a bit different. As Farley did not come to visit about oil or banking, he had another purpose. He came to Bartlesville to try to convince Mr. Phillips to buy the New York Yankees baseball team. The former owner had died in 1939, and Farley and others felt that Frank had the resources necessary to buy the ball club. Already a wonderful dynasty with such greats as Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig leading the way, the Yankees were known worldwide and would certainly provide great personal and professional exposure to Frank and to Phillips Petroleum. After much consideration, Frank decided not to buy the Yankees, and despite their continued success, he never regretted that decision. As he told his friends, "I just couldn't buy them. I've always been a National League man." Come enjoy the magic of Willow Rock. And welcome home to Willow Rock.
What do you do when you want to listen to 1400 K1, but you can't because you're out of the area? Listen to our stream on BartlesvilleRadio.com. Just go to our homepage and click on the Listen Now button in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. The 1400 K1 stream is brought to you by Cliffs Flooring and Windows, Cherokee Casino Ramona. Listen on your computer, your smartphone, or other internet-connected device. Whether you're home or away, we're your constant companion. We're 1400 K1.
All righty, we are back to the show. It is 8:55, and we are here with the Green Country Gardener. And you just showed me some pretty neat stuff on your phone here about steps and entryways. And
yeah, project we're working on, and even not only picking out plants that respond to the environment, but how does this relate to the human?
Sure, everything around us. Yeah.
Anthropometric kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's, what is that? No, that's the human measurement. And how big is the pace and so on, and how do you do steps and walkways and so on based on that, and distances and things,
well.
And elevation changes there. So between this front porch and the curb along there's about a 4-foot elevation change, and it's going from the road to the front porch is basically effortless. Because it's all the dimensions and the width and the height are all based on
how you walk
and the average pace and so on and so on. Mm-hmm. So it makes it very, very easy to ascend an elevation change if you follow some guidelines.
Yeah,
based
your
on
environment,
the
your
human dimensions and so on.
That is really pretty clever.
So there's a certain set of elements you have to consider when doing architectural. Parts of the landscape as well as the plant parts too. It's got to relate to the people.
It all fits, and that's the beauty of it.
And that's the beauty of it, yeah. You go up this walkway and go up the first, second, third step. It's just...
effortless. Yeah, I took a look at that, and I'm thinking, you know, if I had to climb 4 feet of stairs, you know, guy my age and a guy my shape, which is round, known as the round guy, I could be winded. But I took a look at that, and I'm going, man, that's a breeze.
Well, it's 3'6". But anyway, still, that's quite a height to overcome.
Yeah, it is.
And it if you do it properly and make the steps long enough and the distance apart and the transition between two flights real well,
mm-hmm.
it's the only problem with that is there's no real comfortable place to sit because. But anyway, so this project is turning out very successful too. So.
Good.
So there's all these factors you have to consider.
Indeed. And, you know, even when we're talking about basic landscaping, we're talking about, first of all, what's going to grow?
Yeah.
And, you know, what's it going to do? What's it going to need? And you funnel it all down, and then, you know, there you go. You have your choices. So
I factored that in when I did the design for the nursery, actually.
Mm-hmm.
That if you notice over there, there's no steps.
None.
Yeah, the transitions are from different elevations. They're done with gradual ramps and things. We handicapped people have no problem getting around in there. There's mm-hmm. there's no problem, and that's and the doors, even the width of the doors are such that it makes it easy for people to get their plants and things in the door and so on.
Wow, very thoughtful consideration in the construction.
Yeah, so there you have to look at all this stuff when you're doing your designs.
Tell everybody where they can find you and what they can find when they do find you.
Well, we're over there in Oldwater Road between, right smack between Washington Boulevard and Madison on the south side of the road. So we're kind of behind the car wash and ice cream shop, right?
Yeah. Right smack there.
There's like smack in the middle, south side of the road. Anyway, come on by and check it out. We've got all kinds of gift items still. And
Wind chimes,
yeah. They're good to have. They last a long time. These mm-hmm. are, I've had a set in my yard for, about 15 years, and they're still clanging around. Mm-hmm. So they use materials that are rugged enough to withstand the elements. It's not one of those things that are gone in a year. They actually last,
They do.
So that, and a good selection of plants and shrubs and plenty of boulders.
Uh-huh.
And get somebody a bag of compost for Christmas.
No, thank you.
That's something I wouldn't mind having. But anyway, in the meantime, keep your shovel sharp. We shall see you next week.
Alrighty.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.
And good morning. Time now is 9 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by...